Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official music of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with not the usual bill of fare because Michael Harrison is off this week, but we're reviewing the companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is something we do in connection with the cooperation, if you will, of the DJVers. From the DJV program, we have Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and John Harper, who is here from WMEL on the Space Coast, one of my longtime radio pals. We have a lot of things to talk about in this hour. I went through, I suppose, probably I should start the hour like Michael Harrison normally does, right? With the overview, the top stories as they are this week presented in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, like they always do. And we always present them as well at DJVShow.com. So the editors of Talkers have the top stories and people list based on what they've listened to, based on talking to News Talk Radio host during this past year and ongoing research. So, the story list includes the passing of Rush Limbaugh. I don't know what else there is to say. About, I mean, what needs to be said about Rush Limbaugh has been said. You agree, John?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guy was just a magnificent talent, whether you agreed with him politically or not. A great storyteller, and he did a lot, as we've heard over the decades. He did a lot for the radio industry, and we appreciate that. And he certainly is missed. It's kind of hard to believe that he is gone. He was so, he was so big, bigger than life, so to speak.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, he was. Yeah. He went far beyond the boundaries of what normal radio hosts are. And speaking of that, the people who filled his shoes or who are trying to are just regular, kind of normal, not from the same cut from the same cloth. You know, you've got these gas bags that are from the two big networks, the two big radio owners. With their networks, they've tried to keep the listenership, or they've tried to keep the stations on, and they can always they can dictate to their own stations, as they have. iHeart has these two guys on that are nothing special from my point of view, and I'm not saying anything bad about them. I just don't find them. Limbaugh was always, whether you agreed with him or you didn't agree with him, he was always listenable. You could always be sure that wherever he was with his thought. And however he was communicating, he had that bombastic voice, and he had the attitude, and so it was, you know, it was a different experience. That just, and people, the silly thing is, it's like with anything else, there's never another, these guys that try to be like Johnny Carson, hello, there's no more Johnny Carson, there's no more Ed McMahon. So that, you know, as much as they try to recreate that, they haven't. I mean, at one point in time, Johnny Carson had, what, 32, 34 million people a night watching him? The three or four guys that are doing it now collectively don't have half that audience. And, you know, you can say, well, there's so much other stuff on. No, I don't, it's what they were all about. And the same with Limbaugh. Limbaugh had a huge audience based on the fact that he was a good radio person, a great radio host. And, you know, people got caught at the beginning. I remember he and I were friends as we all started at the same time. I did. He and I were both, he started in August of 1988. I started in October of 88 doing the former Good Day show. And so now that he's gone, I'm the longest running syndicated host in the country. And I'm kind of proud of that, frankly. And
he
was proud.
Absolutely, Doug.
Thank you. He was so compelling. Maybe that's what it is. And so, if you like listening to Bongino, great. You found somebody that you can, you know, glom onto, or if you like these other two guys. But I'll tell you something. In place of Limbaugh, The station that belonged to Cumulus, and I don't want to do too much inside stuff, but if Michael were here, we'd be following the same path. So the Cumulus stations have told their talk stations they got to take Bongino. Okay. The iHeart stations have told their stations they got to take the two guys, what's Bud and the sports guy, I don't remember the names. And then the independent stations that now are looking for something, they wanted to get away from the Limbaugh thing, and they couldn't really because, you know, the audience wanted, demanded it. And so they paid, I'm sure you know, I don't know that we've talked about it so much here, but the stations had to pay, not only did they have to carry the advertising, but they had to pay to have Limbaugh on their stations. There's nobody around now that anybody's going to pay for. But I will tell you that I think Dana Loesch, who is on Radio America, has made a big dent, especially in the independent station world, where, you know, again, people are looking for an easy connection. And again, I get too much into the weeds, but you know what I'm saying. From the point of view of somebody who's running a station, they don't have to have all kinds of cram downs and you must carry this if you do that. Sean Hannity lost a lot of affiliates because it used to be that if you wanted to carry Sean, you had to, or if you wanted to carry Rush, you had to carry Sean, right? And now,
right.
You know, you don't have to. So,
well, it's kind of amazing, Doug, that the various networks that you've just mentioned, especially the network that had Rush for all the decades, why they didn't plan ahead much better in developing or tapping into the best talent that is out there in America. I mean, there are a lot of good talk show hosts, and I think these people that they currently have filling in, or I shouldn't say filling in, they're replacing Doug, I don't think they really cut it at all.
No. Well, anyway, so we'll leave that as a way. That is, it was just because he passed away, the ripple effect of it. And you're right. They were so afraid, and this is not inside baseball talk. We all know they continued playing for months and months and months reruns of Limbaugh from the past 30 years. And, you know, it just seemed rather silly. Buck Sexton is the guy. He's actually not a bad host. The other guy, the sports guy, I don't get him at all. But anyway, so there it goes, and that's it, and we keep moving here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 14 past the hour. Reminder for all those of you who have New Year's resolutions about taking care of yourself and your health, I'll tell you something. For 5 years plus, I've been talking about Calitrin, a product that is so good, so successful. People get such great results. It is aimed at helping you once you've lost weight. It's good for helping you lose the weight, but more importantly, it helps you keep the weight off, which is the bottom line. Now you're all looking, you see the ads on television for this gym membership and that gym membership. We go on Weight Watchers, and who's the spokesperson for Weight Watchers this year? I saw an ad the other day, and I'm trying to...
I don't know.
Somebody...
It changes a lot, so
notable.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, anyway... But they're all going to sign people up, and people will go at it for a couple of months, and maybe they'll lose the weight. But then they put it right back on again. And so that's where Calitrin comes in, the world's most successful natural formula to have you, once you've lost the weight, keep it off. And that's really, they've got an 86% success rate, so that's pretty good, I think. And that's why I like talking about them. I wanted you early on. I've been talking, I think, since the early November broadcasts about... getting on to it now, so you didn't have to force yourself into something you didn't want to do come the first of the year. But there, you know, some people listened and bought the stuff and have been using it and still enjoying themselves, and other people said, nah, wait till after the first of the year. Okay, well, now it's your time. Go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. See all the stories in there from the people who have loved the experience of taking off the weight and keeping it off. Find the deals for you. Use the DJV code at checkout at toploss.com, and you get free shipping. Plus, they offer, as through the Christmas and New Year's season, one of these things that you buy now and pay later, which is a great deal because everybody spent all their money on presents. So you can still get into it and help yourself. Go to toploss.com for the only all-natural way when you lose the weight to keep it off. That's the compound is called Calitrin.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Hey, how'd you like to get paid to work out? Yes, I said get paid to work out. Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification. If you're interested in a money-making career in fitness as a personal trainer, now is your time because ISSA is guaranteeing you will get a job. That's right. There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. So once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Just text AMP to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Full-time, at a gym, at home, or as a side hustle. Whatever works for you. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Get certified and start making money fast. Guaranteed. Just text AMP to 323232 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word AMP to 323232.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Blasting off from the Space Coast, we have John Harper from WMEL here on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not with us this week, so Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program here. This is sort of a service at the end of each week. Over the weekend, a lot of stations hear this program that carry the DJV show, and a lot of folks carry the program that their only exposure to us is this program. One of the things that's on the list here at number 8 for the year, U.S., China, and Russia relations. I think that we miss something. We don't throw Iran into that bucket of fish. And I noticed that they launched a rocket into space this week as the talks, the nuclear talks are taking. Here they are with their, you know, kind of thumbing their nose at the process, aren't they? Here, we got a rocket now. You got to wonder, why would this a country, this, the public, there's a, you know, they have a fairly good economy. But why would they think it was necessary to spend money launching a rocket? I mean, what they have nothing better to do with their money? What point is there other than to maybe show, well, we can get a rocket that will fly to Israel and we can bomb the hell out of them. But that, other than that,
yeah,
what else?
Show of strength, right? That's the only reason that you would
do that. I think that's what it comes down to. Yeah. It's a show of strength, like Victoria just said. Yeah.
Meaningless to anybody who's got more than a pea for a brain. These people are never, I mean, they could start some trouble, but they get squashed like a bug in any real fight. So, anyway, more noise. We got a lot of noise here, there, and everywhere. 21 after the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
HIV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not here this week as we end the year with an overview of the hot stories from this year. Anecdotally, John Harper is here from WMEL Radio. He frequently guests on our talk radio programs, the Countdown Shows. He always has something important to say, as does Victoria Keelan, who's a regular with Jay Kirshner on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay, you have been asking people for comments on our social media about New Year's and resolutions and goals. So what kind of input are you getting? This is always a tradition at the end of the year, I guess.
Yeah, what's fascinating is how many people are kind of like, we're just happy we survived 2021. We're not having any resolutions. Like, my resolution for the new year is to not have any resolutions. Just, yeah, keep surviving and try to enjoy life.
What a horrible way to look at things, though, isn't it? I mean, getting down to
it's put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
One day at a time kind of thing. Yeah, it's
practical. Half a day at a time, quarter day at a time, whatever you got to do. I like Cindy, though. She straight up said, my resolution is to not make any more resolutions. And I think a lot of people kind of feel that way. So maybe we just look at it as goals. Krista Ann is focusing on her health and saving money for her future, which I think is a great one. I'm probably going to jump on Krista Ann's resolution/goal and do that for myself. Marie Limesand is focusing on reaching retirement on August 1st. So that's really exciting, too. I would almost think if you're reaching retirement, it's kind of like keep your head down. Don't tick anybody off. Don't get fired when you're in the home stretch.
Yeah. Imagine, though, ending the year and ending your career. I would think that would be a double number on your head, frankly. I know a lady who's been in radio for a long time who's retired. Sent me an email yesterday because I had asked her for some information, and she sent me an email. I'm retiring tomorrow. Call this guy.
Yeah, not my problem anymore.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so what else do you have on resolutions and goals?
Really just a lot of health, people focusing on the well-being. There were a few comments of people are challenging themselves rather than a resolution or goal to focus on the positive, not complain, just talk about what's going well in life, focus on their blessings. And a lot are like, we're going to try not to see how long we can go without saying anything negative.
Mm-hmm. That's good. All right. You also have been asking people for the significant items that they took away from this year, things they learned. What did you get for input from some of our listeners along those lines?
Danelle Ivy learned not to wait for people or circumstances to make the change that you need today. I think that's great, kind of taking responsibility over yourself and accountability instead of waiting for other people. That's awesome. Johnny Powell's lesson for the year is, if you have something to say to someone, do it before it's too late.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a great one. Yeah. Suzanne Jewell says she learned a health hack of putting Neosporin up each nostril before she leaves the house, and she feels like that's been helping her combat getting any illnesses. I've heard that one. I've also heard Vicks VapoRub, putting that up your nostrils and kind of like blocking things out.
We had an advertisement.
I don't know, there's a thing called a mask right now that you put over your nose and mouth, and that kind of helps too.
I would rather have a mask on than smell Vicks Vapor Rub all day.
Oh, that would keep people away.
Yeah, that would keep people away. You're right. That put a little of that on your body, and you can you know, everybody kiss that guy goodbye. But I wonder about some of the other, we had an advertiser. What was it called? Clear. It began X-L-E-A-R.
Yeah, the nose spray.
That was a good product. Yep. And the other advertiser was
Navage.
Navage, that was it, yeah. All those things did very well because of the obvious this year. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
Perfect for a dorm room, a condo, or any small space, the Roku Stream Bar is a great solution to provide great sound in any space. It upgrades your TV sound to cinematic sound with Dolby Audio, and you can stream live news, sports, movies, music, TV shows, and more. John Beeler is a tech journalist, and he has more.
Roku came out with a really cool hybrid product a little while ago called the Stream Bar, and it combines their Roku technology into a really compact, really great sounding soundbar. So this gives you all your streaming services, all that kind of stuff, in a really small form factor that will fit perfectly on top of your TV or in front of it. It actually has this voice clarity mode that will actually make any like dialogue or the news or, you know, the quiet moments in a movie or something like that really clear and easy to hear.
Check out the Roku Stream Bar at Roku.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Omicron variant now accounts for 60% of COVID cases in the United States, but it's going to get worse before it gets better, according to former FDA Director Scott Gottlieb, who appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
Places that have been hard hit early, like the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, New England, Florida, parts of the Pacific Northwest, may be 2 weeks away from peaking, but the rest of the country probably faces a hard month ahead of us. I don't think you're going to start to see a national peak until we get into February, because there's parts of the country that really haven't been hard hit by Omicron yet.
Weathermen say, look out, a sneaky storm from the south will be swinging northward and strengthening to blast part of the mid-Atlantic region with a heavy dose of snow. Forecasters say severe cold and heavy snow make returning home from the holidays along Interstate 95 treacherous. make travel plans accordingly. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A woman who became ill during a flight had to make some tough choices when she realized she had the coronavirus.
A passenger on a flight from Chicago to Iceland says she had to quarantine in the airplane bathroom for 3 hours following a positive COVID test. Marissa Fadio says despite having received 2 negative tests prior to takeoff, she started feeling sick mid-flight and took a test that came back positive. She then decided to stay in the bathroom for the remainder of the flight to safeguard the health of the rest of the passengers. After landing in Iceland, she was sent to a Red Cross hotel for a 10-day quarantine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
New Mexico officials have rescued all 21 people who were trapped in tramway cars near Albuquerque overnight on Friday during icy conditions. The passengers had been trapped in 2 different cars while descending the Sandia Peak tramway. Officials say they had to suspend the rescue until the severe weather cleared. The passengers were all employees of the tram and a restaurant on the peak, and that the tram cars were stocked with emergency heating blankets, food, and other supplies. Those spending the night there showed pictures on social media. The local fire department said in a statement on Twitter that everyone who had been trapped on the tram had finally been rescued. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour. You're listening to the continuing overview of what's happened this past year in the News Talk Radio world. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not with me. I'm Doug Steffen, but I do have my DJV colleagues, all but Jennifer. Jennifer is off this week, but Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner here, and John Harper, a frequent visitor here from W. He's in the bullpen, right, exactly. What's that song? Set him up, folks, or something with it. We always...
Are you talking about Fogarty, Put Me in play? Coach?
Yeah. Put Me
center
in
Coach. Center field.
That's it. Yep. All right, so a couple of names. Box. Yes, I know you are, and I appreciate that more than you can imagine. The big stories of the year, the impact they've had on you. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, I think, ought to be on the people list because they have had significant play. Who have we, in among the Americans, I mean, who have we talked more about than Elon Musk, certainly? more positive than negative. Would you agree with that? Versus Bezos, it's more negative than positive. What do you think?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I would say so. I think we're kind of, I mean, if we're going to just add on some people to the list, right, I think there are some names that are really, that are missing. We've mentioned, you know, we've mentioned the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. That was big. Derek Chauvin's conviction was, I mean, some people likened it to, it hadn't been, a case hadn't been paid attention to as much as that since the OJ trial. That was a really big one. Some other names that I would have added, I would have definitely put Colin Powell on that list. You know, the loss of such a great American, I would have put him on the list. I don't think that anyone, regardless of what your hobbies are or what, how much you pay attention to pop culture, Britney Spears was on everybody's top.
Yep.
For the whole year. I mean, everybody on some level knows something that was going on with what Britney was doing.
To add to that, weren't the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, after the Oprah interview,
I was
going to
say
on?
I would add Harry and Meghan. Yep.
Yeah.
I would add Harry and Meghan. And then the other one that I haven't seen on many lists, which is bizarre to me because it was such a huge national interest, is the Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry case. Gabby Petito, of course, this young couple traveling across the country and blogging, and then it turns out to be he murdered her, and then he looks like he killed himself, and the manhunt that ensued, and everybody thinking they saw him. This was just a huge, huge national interest story. So I'm surprised that Gabby Petito's name isn't on more of the year-end lists.
Well, if we did, if we took pop culture, Adele, doesn't that make the list?
Of course.
I mean, who in the world does...
She's back after five or 6 years.
Yeah,
right?
She had that One Night Only concert and Oprah interview and,
Right?
Alec Baldwin, the fatal Rust shooting. Oh, Bennifer 2.0. Yeah. Who was not here for that?
Bennifer! I mean, this was
like
the best
thing. All day long.
Besides Britney was freed, I think Bennifer being back was probably the best thing that anyone who follows pop culture, this is the kind of escape that we really needed. And so thank you to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, because we needed it.
Well, the Travis Scott thing, that certainly made it. That's a notable addition.
That
would be on the B list, if you will. Kim Kardashian would be there, Morgan Wallen for his, you know, racial slurs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all of that stuff. And the people who have been hosting Jeopardy, they finally boiled it down to two, but that was a whole big thing. And I would have thought, as a radio guy, all of this confusion would have led to people saying, I give up, I'm not going to watch it anymore. But, John, when you get down to brass tacks, the ratings for Jeopardy have never been better. And so now they've got down to, what's the lady's name? Is it Bialik?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Actually, she does a pretty good job. And
I thought so, too. I watched her one night. Yeah, I thought she was good.
She's good, yeah. But, and who does she split it with? There's someone else.
Does she
Ken Jennings.
Jennings.
Ken Jennings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the fill-in host that they had over the past year since Alex Trebek died, I think they had a pretty good lineup of fill-in hosts, and that was kind of interesting to watch how they did that.
Yeah.
They had
I think
LeVar
that drew
Burton.
A lot of interest to the show. Yep.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it just blows me away, guys, how the producer of that show, who apparently was going to be the host of the show, I can't think of his name.
Mike Richards.
How he could do something so stupid with the remarks he made online or whatever and the racial slurs. I don't understand how these people do that and think that they can get away with it.
Right.
It's like the sex stuff. I mean, whether we hope that the things that Chris Noth has been charged with don't come out to be true, but there's smoke there anyway. And so there's that. We've spent a lot of time talking about those sorts of things, and they are significant. Here's something we just mentioned Elon Musk. I don't know if you knew this or not. This is a chuckle for the end of the year. There was a guy who brought his Model S, a Tesla Model S, into the dealer to get. There was a problem with his battery, and so he was told that it would cost $22,000 to fix the car, i.e., put a new battery in it. So he put a bomb in the car and blew it up in front of the dealership.
Yeah, I did it on YouTube.
Wow.
I mean, at that point, you know, that's $22,000? That's almost the cost of a car.
That's crazy. Who's going to buy a car? They're all nuts. The other thing with regard to Black Lives Matter that is happening at the moment that I think is interesting, the Virginia Attorney General is suing that town in Virginia where the police threatened the black army lieutenant. You remember that? This is something fairly recently. And so, you know, you look at some of these things, and back to what you said a few minutes ago, John, who thinks like this? Who actually, you know, what planet are you from that you don't get what's going on here? Anyway. And then something that is, I have to, this is not part of anything except when I see stuff like this tiger at the Florida Zoo who attacked the worker because he was stupid enough to put his arm in there, and then they're going to shoot the tiger?
Yeah, I know. Oh, that drives me nuts. The guy was totally not in an authorized area. He had no business there. And then the poor tiger is the one to blame? It's just, it's ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It really is.
Carol Baskin should swoop in and take that tiger.
Right.
He's down in Florida, so she could do it. But
yeah. Where's Joe? What's
Exotic?
His name?
Joe Exotic. He's still
chilling,
you know, behind bars.
So what are you? What are your listeners at WMEL saying about this thing with the zoo worker and the tiger?
Well, it's kind of like what Victoria was just saying. This guy had no business where he was in the zoo and antagonizing the tiger. What do you expect the tiger to do? And everybody seems to believe this is wrong, and it's the worker who probably should be put to sleep and not the tiger.
Yeah. So as we look to 2000, maybe we'll have a pause here for a moment. I want to look ahead to your predictions, the three of you, as to what you think next year at this time we'll be talking about. Let's see if we have a crystal ball. Maybe this would be wishful thinking in a manner of speaking. You're listening to the year-end talk radio countdown show at 43 past the hour, one of the most successful commercial endeavors in the last few years on my programs has been my sponsorship of MyPillow products. Very controversial. Mike Lindell certainly has been among the people most talked about in political circles and commercial circles. There are a lot of people, I mean, let's face it, a lot of pillow companies around, and a lot of people who are making pillows and selling pillows, selling mattresses, beds, whatever it is, all these mattress stores everywhere, who are salivating because Lindell was getting popped around by the news media. And, you know, somebody said to me, what's my position because we advertise their products? And I said, my position is that it has nothing, what I'm talking about has nothing to do with Lindell, even though he came up, you know, with a concept. He's got 1,500 or 1,600 workers in a plant in Minnesota that are making a lot of these things. Then somebody said to me the other day, well, not all of the things are made in America. Yep. Upon research, yep, found out that was true. But as the folks at MyPillow said, none of them are made in China. And I guess, you know, at least that's a licking point. But most of the things are made in the factory, in the plant. And if you're looking, if maybe one of your New Year's resolutions is to make sure you're getting better rest, here's a good place to start. Go to MyPillow.com, look at their product catalog, and see what's in there that you can use, whether it's a down comforter, whether it's those weighted blankets, whether it's the pillows, whatever it is that you need, you can come up with a great deal if when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page in that box there, you click DJV. That's the promo code, DJV. All the products that we are talking about come with deep discounts, 30 to 65% using that code. All the MyPillow products, very cool. Get to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, DJV code. That's the way to save money and get a good night's rest.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises. And you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
All right, we got about a minute here. Give me one thing, Victoria, that you think will be in the lineup next year at this time.
One thing. I hope it's certainly not COVID. That's one thing. Right. I don't know what it will be, but I hope it's not COVID.
All right, Jay, what about you? One thing that you think will be in the top 10 next year at this time?
Inflation and economy. That's hard to say. I like choked on those words. But, yeah, that's going to be up there.
All right, John, what about you?
Voter legislation.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think that, and it ought to, because there's a lot of stuff in that whole kettle of fish that's just plain wrong. All right, well, thanks to all, and a happy new year. Whether it's New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and starting the new year, new work, maybe a lot of you starting new jobs, that's good. Congratulations on making it through 2021, and let's make a happy and healthy 2022 a part of what's on our mind. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Happy New Year.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three past the hour now. As we end the year, we have the top items from the world of technology. We normally do that at this point every week. Top five items from the week. I wonder how many of these would be cast in stone if we were looking for the top five of the year. There's always, I think, starting out with number five, the focus on the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which is next week, has always been a big draw, right? So it would be something that might appear on an annual list. So what's the scoop, the latest scoop on the CES?
Well, CES is still happening as of now, but their attendance is really dwindling, and especially with the major brands like Microsoft and Google and Intel, and T-Mobile and Lenovo and TikTok and Meta, which is Facebook, they've all backed out. So they're going to be doing some sort of a virtual presentation rather than being in person. Now, it was a pretty big blow to the CES organizers. However, they said what did happen was that they have more people signing up who are from smaller and medium-sized companies, so there may be more exposure for those smaller companies, which would be really great for this year. So we'll see how it ends up, and, you know, CES is always fun, even if you're not that familiar with it. Whenever you see a TV news report and you see all, like, the cool gadgets that come out of CES, it's always fun to see what the next trends will be.
Well, on the DJD program, we're going to keep up with it like we usually do. Holland Cook, who goes there every year for us, is going to report every day, and so is our car guy, Nick Miles. He'll be there, so all of that we'll keep up with. And there will be a lot of different people there, and that'll be kind of cool, different companies.
I think Chrysler is planning on unveiling their first electric SUV at CES.
Yes,
so it's interesting how cars and tech have now completely meshed into one category.
They are. Think about it. All right, number four, the distrust of Facebook. Now, this isn't just this week. So how is this all pulling together?
It's, So we know that Americans, Americans use social media. Most Americans use Facebook. But 64% in a new poll say that the government needs to do more to rein in these big tech companies. People are caught, you know, they don't want to get rid of Facebook because they feel like they're not going to be connected to family and friends anymore. And they have 3 billion monthly users around the world. But most Americans are very skeptical, especially with Facebook. That came in at the top or bottom, however you want to say it. 72% of respondents said they just don't trust Facebook at all with their data and privacy. TikTok was second, which was kind of surprising, followed by Instagram, WhatsApp, YouTube, Google, Microsoft, Apple, and then Amazon was on the sort of better end of the spectrum. More people seem to trust Amazon than Facebook.
That's pretty interesting, given the returns to Amazon, et cetera, going on at the moment. Number three on our list of the top five is a focus on Apple and their AirTags.
Yeah, this is certainly a story that's been building and building for the last few months. Apple's AirTags are being used for all sorts of nefarious reasons, from stealing cars to stalking women coming, you know, in and out of bars. It's been really bad, and a lot of local police departments across the country are seeing such an influx in these crimes. The best thing you can do is if you've parked your car in a public spot, especially if you have a newer car. It doesn't need to be a high-end car, but if it's a newer car, car thieves are stealing anything that they can that's new. Just, you want to make sure if you have an iPhone, make sure that you check on your Bluetooth to see what's connected. And if it's an AirTag that you don't own, go right to the police station because you probably won't be able to find it on the car yourself. Do not drive home because someone is watching you.
Somebody's watching. Yep. Number two, an apology from Intel to China.
Yeah, this was pretty outrageous. This did not make a lot of people happy this week. Intel issued an apology to their Chinese partners and customers after they told local suppliers that they would not be using labor or goods sourced from the country's Xinjiang region, which is where the Uyghur Muslims are being, you know, forced into camps and forced labor. And so then Intel, after going along with all this, which, by the way, was a bill that was signed by President Biden that no American company is allowed to import anything from this region unless the region can prove, unless this the company can prove that forced labor was not used. Well, that's almost impossible to do. So, but Intel has $20 billion a year in business with the Chinese market, and they employ 10,000 Chinese people. So after agreeing to this legally, they went back on and essentially apologized to China. They took out all of the clauses that they originally had put in their letter, and so the White House clearly not happy about this. Jen Psaki said American companies should never feel the need to apologize for standing up for human rights. So
number one,
not good.
T-Mobile cyber attack.
Yep, T-Mobile cyber attack. This is another one. If you have T-Mobile, it's pretty simple. This was not a widespread one, but it could still affect your data. So just contact T-Mobile and see what they're doing to rectify it. Always check your credit reports. Keep an eye on that just to make sure no one's opened anything in your name.
So much of that crap going on
in
the name of technology and advancement. Yuckabunga. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.